Apparently this consolatory perspective of a mother's prospects failed in producing its due effect. The patient shook her head and stretched out her hand towards the child. The surgeon deposited it in her arms. She imprinted her cold white lips passionately on his forehead, passed her hands over her face, gazed wildly round, shuddered, fell back, and died. They chafed her breast, hands, and temples, but the blood had stopped forever. They talked of hope and comfort. They had been strangers too long.
"It's all over, Mrs. Thingamy," said the surgeon at last. "Ah, poor dear, so it is," said the nurse, picking up the cork of the green bottle which had fallen out onto the pillow as she stooped to take up the child. "Poor dear."
"You needn't mind sending up to me if the child cries, nurse," said the surgeon, putting on his gloves with great deliberation. "It's very likely it'll be troublesome. Give it a little gruel if it is."
He put on his hat, and pausing by the bedside on his way to the door, added,
"She was a good-looking girl, too. Where did she come from?"
"She was brought here last night," replied the old woman, "by the overseer's order. She was found lying in the street. She had walked some distance, for her shoes were worn to pieces. But where she came from, or where she was going to, nobody knows."
The surgeon leaned over the body and raised the left hand.
"The old story," he said, shaking his head. "No wedding."